This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Whoops, big mistake. Just this past week, the state tax office notified some 300 rental car companies that a law that was going to go to an effect this year is flawed. It was meant to charge a $2 a day fee on rental cars, primarily on visitors. But a serious oversight by the Attorney General's office left taxpayers open to a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of that law. That fee will now have to be applied to Hawaii residents as well. That meant trying to find a bill to correct the legal misstep this legislative session. We sat down with State Tax Director Linda Chu Takayama about the problem and the fix, which is in progress.
Last year's legislature passed a $2 a day fee on the rental car charges. And the fee was meant to go to cover county roads, the repair and maintenance of county roads. And it was to be applied, or there was an exemption for the surcharge for anybody who had a Hawaii driver's license. And that created a problem. Somebody raised the issue of constitutionality because it was not applied evenly to everybody. And under the Constitution, under the Commerce Clause, you really can't have a separate category for residents and non-residents.
Okay, and that fee was supposed to kick in this year?
It was supposed to have kicked in January, and in fact, there were a number of rental car companies that did start charging for it. We had to call a halt to that as soon as we found out about this question on the constitutionality, and we asked the legislature to figure out what to do about that. In the meantime, from the tax department, we told the rental car companies to stop charging, stop collecting that additional fee. In the meantime, the legislature is passing through a bill that would have the $2 surcharge apply to everybody, both residents and non-residents alike. And that is underway in the legislative process, and I expect to hear soon as to whether that's going to be finally adopted or not.
You think that's going to come this week?
Oh, no, probably no. Not.
Okay, all right. So the bottom line is then it's got, everybody's got to pay. And maybe there'll be more money for the counties to use?
There'll be a little bit more money. I don't know that residents really do a lot of car rental here in Hawaii. So there'll be a little bit more, but I'm not sure a lot more. In any case, that money goes not to the general fund, but to a county fund to take care of the roads.
So essentially, though, you and I would be paying if we were to go to the neighbor islands and rent a car.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Or vice versa.
Yes.
So I guess we went through this whole process, though, not realizing that we didn't look at a certain portion of the law that would have to apply fairly.
The Attorney General's office was asked the question early on in the legislative session last year, and for whatever reason, they kind of missed this. It's called the Dormant Commerce Clause. And when it was raised this year, it was, oops, you know, we need to fix this.
So rather than run afoul and be sued, we just figured, okay, we've got to level the playing field, apply this fairly across the board.
Correct.
So we can expect to then pay this fee later this year?
Later this year, we'll know when the bill finally passes what the effective date will be. It probably will be something like July 1.
Okay. And then do we know how much it was supposed to raise? Do you have a handle?
I'm sorry. I don't have that information offhand. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I think people probably think, well, you know, we do something similar with Hanama Bay. You know, mm-hmm. if you have a driver's license, that you don't have to pay a huge admission price, and the tourists pay.
And I think it was something along those lines, especially with rental cars. For the most part, it's the non-residents who are renting these cars. And so, you know, to get them to pay their fair share of the wear and tear on the roads was I think that was the concept.
All right, but the bottom line is, everybody should be prepared to pay the $2 surcharge.
$2 a day if they're renting a car.
How did we return the money for the folks that had been charged that $2? Do you know how the rental companies did that?
I'm not sure how they did. We have advised them to stop collecting it and that we would settle out with them if they've already paid it to us by credits going forward. Now, how they deal with their customers, you know, we kind of left it up to them.
Okay, so did that just go out What, this week?
The notification went out, would have been last week or maybe the week before. We sent out notification to 300 rental car companies. I'm not sure all of them are necessarily active, but they were the ones that were on our list of taxpayers.
Takayama said it was the Hawaii Tax Foundation that flagged the state's error. And one other major fix is for a system to hear some 200 tax appeal cases, which Takayama estimates has some $53 million in dispute. Currently, the state has volunteer tax boards assigned to each county to hear disputes. But right now, only Hawaii County has a full five-member board operating, with scores of cases in limbo on other islands, as those boards haven't met in more than a year. The administration is proposing that the state have a single professional board to ensure it has a system in place to deal with disputes with taxpayers over how much they're owed or how much they have to pay. And since tax day is right around the corner, we also took the time to talk about what's different this year that filers need to know about.
A couple of things. One is we urge people to, if they can, file electronically. We have the Hawaii Tax Online program that allows people to file electronically. The thing that's new this time is, number one, we didn't really have it available much before, but we do have it available now, and it's free. Taxpayers do have the option of going to some of the commercial services like TurboTax, for instance. TurboTax, you are required to pay to file. Although their program is a much more sophisticated program, it'll walk you through each one of the various kinds of deductions and so on, whereas the tax department's program is pretty vanilla. It'll show you the form and you fill out the form, but it's free. So, you know, you have those kinds of choices depending on, you know, how familiar you are with the tax system. We also have available a fraud detection program where if you're concerned about your tax information being secure, what you can do is make application to the tax fraud program. And what happens is that when you file your tax return, you can validate this is really me filing. Because one of the familiar fraud issues is someone stealing your identity, filing a tax return in your name, and getting a refund sent to his or her personal address as opposed to yours.
And you never know that.
I
recall that the feds sent an IRS spokesman out here to talk about that very issue because they were seeing an unusual spike in that.
There's a lot of identity theft going around, and certainly we are concerned about that with tax returns.
Have we been able to institute either new systems with our modernization rolled out?
These fraudsters are very smart, and it's hard to stay, you know, one step ahead of them. So we do have fraud filters on the program, and we do have staff who are designated to look at those returns that are kicked out as potential fraud. So we do have that. We have this identity theft protection program that taxpayers can sign up to. So we do what we can. In the case of depending on what kind of fraud we uncover, we have a criminal investigation unit that's set up to investigate any kind of fraud that looks like it might be criminal in nature.
But basically, you then have an avenue for folks who may be victims of this type of fraud to be able to get some kind of relief or customer service response quickly.
We do. I don't know that it's not necessarily set up to get their money back for them, but to really identify who's conducting the fraud and to shut them down. And we have the identity theft protection program set up for folks who have a concern about their identity being stolen. And it's more of a proactive kind of a program.
Right, because I think this past year we've seen a lot of data breaches and a lot of sensitive information that's kind of out there in the universe, and everybody's just waiting to see, you know, if there's unusual activity on their
accounts.
You never
know. Yeah, so if there's a concern, sign up for the identity theft program. It's all online at hawaiitax.hawaii.gov.
Anything else that you think would be top of mind?
A couple of things. One is the actual hard copy of your tax forms. We're trying to move away from that and hopefully get more folks to file online. All of the tax forms and the tax booklets are available online. In fact, we've cut back a lot from having these available, for instance, at the libraries. We used to give the library stacks and stacks of instruction booklets and forms and whatnot. We still give them the forms. We've cut down on the number of booklets. So I think we give them maybe a handful of booklets. So you're supposed to look at them either online or at the library instead of taking them away with you. Because what we were finding this year in conducting our own inventory, each library was throwing away thousands of booklets. We were spending hundreds of thousands of dollars printing them.
Wow.
And so we're cutting back considerably. And so some folks are getting a little annoyed at that because we were mailing out booklets in the past. And of the, I don't know what it was something like 30,000 booklets or so, there were only maybe, you know, 10 or 15 that were actually turned in. So this year was the last year we were actually mailing out booklets.
Okay, well, I did see them at the library last week.
There you go.
So they're out there.
Yeah, so next year probably, we haven't made the final decision yet, but I'm inclined to think we were not going to mail out any. And, you know, they're available enough, whether it's at the tax office, at the libraries, or, like I said, online.
That was State Tax Director Linda Chu Takayama talking about tax time and critical bills in play this legislative session. And FYI, Wallet Hub today shared its list of best and worst taxpayer states with return on investment, and Hawaii was last.